Blog Talk Radio. bless you this morning, Sunday morning. I want to tell you this morning, God is still in his holy temple, and his earth keeps silent before him. As I come to you this morning, I want to share some things with you. Sunday morning with the bishop, and I want to share some things with you this morning. I want to unlock some doors that have been closed and open up some doors for you. We got some things we want to cover, and I want to tell you, I want you to get ready from Chicago to Washington, from Washington down to Selma, Alabama, back to Chicago, Detroit, California, and Minnesota, and all the way out to California, to Los Angeles. God is speaking out, and I hope you can hear what God is saying to you, man, woman, what God is saying to the world. I was calling Sister Milta this morning to try to get her take on what's going on. In her message, she said she wants to build the house one by one. I said, no, let's build the world. Let's finance the world, all over the world. And she's in the financial situation. She's up in St. Paul, Minnesota. I want to say to you this morning, get your pencils and paper together, or we're going to go into the spirit realm, We're going to carry you to the next level. And I want you to get ready this morning for God to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. I was talking to Mother, the Queen of Knights, and I was showing, I forgot to show her about all the things that was around her, the halo that went across her and was shining on her. I didn't get a chance to tell her about that, Deborah Ann, but I didn't tell her about that, Janice. And I just want you to get ready, because I got a message for each one of you. Yes, Lord. God said he's going to give you what you need. Get your pencil and paper this morning. Get your coffee. I got my tea here. I got a special herbal tea called the Tycoon Bullet. And some of you in Louisiana know, you can laugh, that Tycoon Bullet will knock a knot out of you. It'll knock cancer out, cataract, high blood sugar. So I'm remaking the Tycoon Bullet. And that Tycoon Bullet is bad. It's Lord. Like sit back, well, come back, I'm bad. When Michael Jackson said, I'm bad, that Tycoon Bullet, woo! It'll make the hair stand up on your head. It make your mama want to slap the side of the head, that Tycoon Bullet. And it's the herbal mix. I want to say to you this morning, this Sunday morning, the first Sunday in March. And March is the month of Archangel Michael. Put that down. Archangel Michael. Put down Archangel Michael. And put down Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. I want you to read that. Maybe you not understand what Michael do. Michael fight evil spirits upside and down. I just want you to know that before we get in the spirit realm, I'm going to pray for each one of you this morning. And being the first Sunday, I want you to plant a seed for a harvest this first Sunday, this March. March is a spiritual month from the 1st to the 7th. It's a spiritual month. Happy birthday to you, Mother Frances and Aunt Jill. Happy birthday to all them got birthdays in this month, March. And those are, I got some March 13th, March the 11th, March the 29th, March the 30th, March the 1st, 2nd. Happy birthday to all you March people. I want to wheel Archangel Michael to you this morning as to go before you and to fight for you. Now, I want to let you know this morning that you got your pencil and paper, and I hope you got your tea, and I hope Shirley that you on the line. I hope Teresa you on the line, and I hope that you on the line that listening to me, or you might get the message. Sometimes you get caught up in doing other things, you forget the word that God got for you. And God got a word for you. And Francis, God got a word for you. Amilta, God got a word for you. Brightstock, God got a word for you. Dr. Christian, God got a word for you. Mary Hawkins, God got a word for you. Dr. Daryl, God, Daryl Spann, God got a message for you. Reverend Dale Hawkins, God got a special message for you. Now, I can't make you. You have to get on for yourself. And you wonder what is the message is. All I can do is tell you, we on Sunday from 11 to 12. All I can say. You have to be motivated by the Spirit of God to tell you what to do. Hello. And once you motivated, God will give you the word that you need to go through this whole month. Let me say it again. This whole month, there's a lot of theater going on. Lots of lies going on. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. This being first Sunday, I'm going to prophesy to every one of you on the queue. And some not on the queue, I'm going to prophesy to you. So when I prophesy, when I call your name, if I don't call your name, I'm going to call the number on your phone, the last number. I ain't going to call the first. I might say Louisiana 888, whatever your number is. I might say Detroit. I'm going to call the number on your phone to give you this prophecy. And this prophecy is for you. When I give you this prophecy, you have to work quick, fast, and hurry. I want to tell you this morning, I want to share some things with you that are very serious. We got to stop. You know, Trump said he's running for president. Biden said he's running. I don't care who runs for president. I want them to say, I want reparation. If Trump said, black folks, I'm going to give you reparation, I'm going to vote for Trump. Whoever said, I'm going to give you the wealth, that you're, I'm going to vote for him. Dr. King said this. Marcus Garvey said this. We got to go with the ones that's for us. Because, you know, America is full of racism. America is full of racism. And we're still fighting racism. Dr. King says in the 20th century, the most important thing is the race, the color of your skin. Now, Trump going to lie to us. Biden going to lie to us. The Republican Democrat have been lying all along. So, what we got to do as black to one, the party said, I'm going to give you what you want. And right now, the black man needs reparation. The Jews got it. The Italians got it. The Mexican got it. The Chinese got it. That's when they got business all in the neighborhood. You can't get no business in the neighborhood. I'm a vote Democrat. I wouldn't care, Democrat or Republican. Whoever, if Trump get up tomorrow and say, I'm going to get reparations to black folks, I'm on his team. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm the one that's going to do something for our generation. Y'all better wake up and stop running. I'm a good Democrat. I'm a good Republican. I ain't a good nothing to them that going to support the black community. And that's what we've been doing. We've been voting about the less of the two evils. That's what they said. You ain't going to vote? No, I'm not going to vote if you're not going to give me what I want. You're giving the Italians what they want. You're giving the Jews what they want. You're giving the Chinese what they want. Why can't you give a black man what he want? Because the black man came in this country. We built America. Our ancestors built America. I don't want to be emotional. Now, I want to say this. This was happening today. They're going down to Selma, Alabama. I got family in Selma, Alabama. I marched in Selma, Alabama. I was in Selma. I marched. Why would I go back to Selma had something that done happened? Biden down there, Ashton down there. Why don't they go to Ohio where them people been bombed and the thing, what were them people dying? Why are you going back to something past? If Biden want to do something, if he going back down there, just lay down there too, why we keep going to theater, what you going to get out of it? What is accomplished? It doesn't happen. people got killed, people that Dr. King did, Malcolm did. Why are we going back to Pettus Bridge when we should be going to ask why trillions of dollars going to Ukraine ain't none coming to Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas? Why we open up doors for the refugees, but the people that's here that fought in Vietnam and Korea, they haven't got recognized. Here's a black man that just now got recognized that he was a hero and got the Purple Heart. He 80 years old. Why is so much racism in America? Y'all believe what I'm saying? And you as citizen got to wake up. They said, Bishop, we got a bus going down. We're going down to Selma. I said, for what? That's over with. Theater. That's emotional. Long as they keep you in something done past, what about the future? Well, Bishop, what is the future? The future is recreation. The future is job. The future is that you open up doors for black and poor people. Talk about the future, not talk about that happened. Dr. King marched in 1968 in Memphis. And because we marched in Memphis, we got a black mayor, black chief of police, but we got to stop the killing and save the babies. The Democrats and Republicans still stepping back on the gun legislation. They all, we got too many guns. They making money off the guns. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Y'all so religious and so emotional. I want to know, and Dr. Anderson said this, why are we going down there? Why are we going to remember that when we ain't took care of Biden go down to going down to Selma to Pettus Bridge, but he refused to go to Ohio, where all them people can't live there no more, where the fish is dying, the soil messed up. See what I'm saying? He should have been right there in Ohio telling them people, Republican or Democrat, we're going to relocate you, and we're going to take this area and put a fence around it to clear up. That's number one. Number two, what is the we got to speak to the railroads. The railroads is big lobbyists. They're giving all kind of money to Congress. Now, this was happening in Chicago. Those chemicals come through Chicago. They come through Detroit. They come through Ohio. They come through Mississippi, Arkansas. Don't nobody know when a 100 cars of poison coming through our neighborhood, and sometimes they park in the black community. They park in the brown community. Tankers of acid that will kill the community. Congress got to deal with the reality of what's happening. Go on and march on the Pettus Bridge. That's theater. We tired of theater. We want the truth. You know, you marching and here you down there saying, Dr. King, we marched, got rid of white folks, put black folks down on in Selma. They did that. So we don't need to go to that. We need to talk about all these people coming here, getting welfare, getting tax money, coming from other countries. They're getting tax dollars. They're getting medical bills. Social Security is taken care of, and we got blacks and whites and brown sleeping under the bridge in Vietnam, Korea, and fought, and they can't see a dentist or a doctor. That's the issue. That's the issue that we should be talking about, how we take care of our people that's already here. We open the borders up, and trillions, let me say it, of dollars are being sent for war. And Dr. King talked about peace. We're fighting a secondhand war. Russia and America is fighting secondhanded. America getting the crane, the gun, the shoot, the fight, trillions of dollars. When you got people right here in Chicago and Detroit and Minnesota, can't get a piece of bread, can't see a doctor or dentist. And they're bringing people in by the thousands, relocating them, feeding them. And people right here, citizens, cannot get welfare, cannot get Social Security, cannot get nothing. The Democrats and Republicans, both of them is in fault. That's what's happening. That's the real truth. I'm keeping it real this morning. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say this. As I look in the spirit of Marcus Garvey, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, in the spirit of Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, in the spirit of all this, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, we still at the level of coming together with us. In Chicago, we got a mayor in Chicago. We're running for the mayorship. That's what we're running for in Chicago. We're running for the mayorship in Chicago. And I want you to get ready, because if some things going to take place in Chicago, ain't never happened. Because I want you to know, Chicago is very racist and been racist. And Dr. King said it was racist. And he didn't lie. Okay. So Chicago is still a racist city. So what we're going to do to end the racism in Chicago, every black alderman don't vote for black, we're going to boycott. And I'm going to be the number one with a poster at they door. It's time for us to understand what's under the table, under Vallis, what's behind, what's under him. You have the white power structure, got the governor getting them money. You got the police department giving violence money. You got the Cubs giving them money. You got the Bears, these white folks under the table, supporting violence over black folks. So this is some of the stuff that's going on under the table. And if you're a black man, I don't know what's with Jesse White. He wanna leave the reservation and go in the white camp. And the alderman with him, they left. So they ain't sitting. He'll retire. Jesse White can retire. So he just talking. He may be alone. So he need to sit down. But the alderman over there on the north side, he ain't doing what the decision. Every black man, alderman in the Chicago, should be supporting the black candidate running for mayor. That's what they should be doing. If they ain't doing that, they're traitors. Okay, I'm done with that. Now you check out your alderman, ask her or him, who you voting for? Is you going to vote black in 2023, or you still hanging out there trying to be white when you black? Okay, I just want to say that. There's some changes taking place in America. And these changes taking place where doors will open up. I want to say to you, and I want to say this very clearly, where you understand, on Mondays we have Dr. King movement, and I want you to get ready. I said I got a prophecy for every one of you this morning. If you got a testimony, press 1 on your phone. Now, I listen to your testimony because it's First Sunday, and we want to take care of the spiritual part, but I got to take care of the civil rights part, but now we're going to the spiritual part of our program. So I want you to understand we're in the spiritual part of our program, and I want, if you got a testimony first, I want to challenge you, being this First Sunday, to plant a seed for a harvest. I want to challenge you to plant a seed for March. And that though, yes, I challenge you to plant a seed. Go to my website, theseedabrahamyoursite.com, and plant that seed. If you plant a seed of $300, whatever God put on your heart to plant, it's going to be a breakthrough for you. From the first to the seventh is spiritual. So if some things going to happen in your behalf, Glory, hallelujah. I just want you to get ready. Now, I want to see how many want to testify about what's going on. And I want to tell you, I was telling the young lady, I haven't heard from her, but I see her, I see 3711 on. I'm glad to have you on because I got a prophecy for you. Yesterday, don't be laughing. God told me to give you a word. I got a word for you. And I got a word for you, 3030. I got a word for you all the way from Akron, Ohio. And I got a word for you, 20, mainly from Detroit. I got a word for you. Now, I want to tell you, God, get your Bible together. I want to give you these scriptures. I want to give you all of these scriptures. Take this down. Psalm 1, Psalms 2. Read all the Psalms 1, all the Psalms 2, and Psalms 3. Let me say it again. Psalms 1 and Psalms 2 and Psalm 3. There's three chapters in the Bible. All Psalms 1, Psalm 2, Psalm 3. That's going to be a breakthrough for you. And I want to tell you, if you got a testimony this morning, Deborah Ann, if you got a testimony, Shirley, if you got a testimony, Wanda, give your testimony. All you got to do, okay, I see you got a testimony. Now, let me give you a rule. Don't try to give me just that. You just testify that God going to do something for you. I know Pearl William always testify. I don't see her hand up. But Pearl, I want you to testify. And those that, Mary Hawkins, I want you to testify. I was looking for Sister Parker. I was looking for Emma Parker to come and testify tonight on. I don't know if she's on or not from Detroit. See, when you got a testimony, you share your testimony because it helps people. Hello? And that testimony will help somebody. I want, let me prophesy to you right now. I want to prophesy to 3030. Psalms 21 and 70, God said he's going to give you that new business you want, okay? I'm talking to you down in Birmingham, Alabama. Maurice, God going to give it to you. Now, I'm going to Louisiana, 3711. Psalms 4 and 31, God said he got you where you at temporary. God going to give you your own house debt-free. Listen to what I'm saying. God said he's going to give you a house, and the house going to be your house. I decree that house come to you. I'm talking to you from Louisiana, 3711. Now, I want you to testify. I want your testimony called. Everything that happened, God got you covered. And I want to tell you, as I prophesied to you, all is well. I'm opening the line up. Let me open the phone up. Right now, hold up. 3711, you got a testimony?
No, sir.
You got a testimony? You want to testify something? Anything you want to say?
No, sir.
Okay. But I want to tell you that God's going to give you a house. Now, you saying, well, I've been going through. If you just stay focused for this year out, you'll be in your own brick house. And thank you, Holy Ghost. God told me, I want you to see, because it might come to where you'll build a house brand new. If some houses come to that town, I want you to fill the paperwork out for them, and you'll be able to get one of the new houses from the government. And this going to be your house. This going to be a house that citizens can get. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for that. That's I'm going to 81:38, Psalm 55, Psalm 29. God told me to tell you, young lady, God gonna open up a door for you. You get ready for a breakthrough. Keep seeding, because in your seeding, there's a house, and God gonna give you that house, and it's a brick home. Might be need a little work, dude, but because of your seed, and it said it's gonna be where it's gonna be debt free in 3 years. After you get it, in 3 years, it's gonna be debt free because I see money being looked for you. I'm talking to 8138 from area code 313. Thank you, kind spirit. Now I'm gonna go down a little bit further. Y'all ain't listening to me. Now I'm going a little bit further. I'm talking to you 38, 30, 48, Psalms 25, 56. And I want you to read that because it's some things got to be straightened out. You need to seed quick, fast, and in a hurry. With that seed, you put what you want. Okay? I had a young lady, she seeded. She's a bishop. I seeded. On my check, I forgot to put what I want on it, what I should do. I said, write another one and put on. She said, well, I just sent a one, write another one, and on the bottom, put what you want. For the one, the first one got there. For the second one got there, she had what she had asked for on the second one. I don't need you plant a seed. I'm going to 45:15, Psalms 24:57, and I want to tell you, young lady, God's going to bless you. I want you to see. God said he's going to bless you with a business, and this business is going to organize the whole family around this business. The devil blocked you from your last business because it was jealousy. But as I speak, Psalm 27, you're coming my vibration. As I speak a total healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit for you, God's going to heal your body, your mind, and the business going to be the biggest business in Louisiana. Not just not your little town. People going to come from all from New Orleans, from Baton Rouge, from people to come to your restaurant because it's family oriented. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to just praise God for what he going to do for you. Sometimes you got to praise God. You don't see it because you ain't the prophet. I see what God going to do, and I don't let nothing block you what God going to do for you. Glory, hallelujah. I just feel a type of anointing that even the ancestors saying, you got to do this, girl. Can't nobody do it but you. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to 1794, Psalms 21:45. I want you to read, for God's going to get ready to open up a financial door for you, but he's getting ready to clear up. The word I want to use for you, debt-free. I don't know why I'm saying that, but God said things going to be debt-free with your bills. Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking to 1794. He said debt-free. So I want you to get ready for that debt-free that God going to do for you. 4019, get ready for a new door opened up for you. And 11, 37, 11, I claim your house. Good God Almighty. I know God is doing it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to pray for you, Mother Carrie. Queen Chelsea Parker, your father come by the water. He wants you to visit the water and bring some roses for your breakthrough because all is well. Bright Star, the spirit said debt free, and as you put coins in the water, as the tide go out and the tide come in, Everything going to be in divine order. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm trying to somebody know what I was talking about. I want you to get ready because I want to let you know. What I want to say about them going down, you're going to hear about it. Or they went down to Selma. That's theater. That's emotional. What you going to cry about the rain yesterday, the snow yesterday? It ain't snowing now. What we going to do today? See, they got to stop tricking us with what happened yesterday. What you going to accomplish? What is it going to do? Because Jesse go down there. Al Sharpton go down there. The president go down there. Why they didn't come and address people being hungry? How come they ain't talking about jobs in your community, in Mississippi, Arkansas? How come they come and address the water that's going on in Jackson? They come in and talk about people that ain't got jobs. That's what they should be addressing, and they ain't doing that. Glory to you. Thank you, Mother Peyton. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. This is what B.B. King said. I'm going to play a little of that. Said the thrill is gone when there's no love. For God so loved the world. The thrill is gone when you ain't got no aspiration. The thrill is gone when you sit down and say you're sick and you can't get well. The doctor give you bad news. I want to give you good news tonight, this morning, this evening. I'm going to tell you all is well. I want to tell you, you're going to get healed and every door closed, glory, Baba Shatta, going to open up for you. I want you to see quick, fast, and every. If you got a need, you plant the seed. I'm not begging. I want to free you. I want to free you out of poverty. I want to free you out of hate. I want to free you out of jealousy. God bless them that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. But I want to free you. Young men coming out of jail with a made-up mind. People on dope and drugs and taking powder. One lady said a man woke up and took that powder to my, you put the CIA and started shooting at him. These drugs that the government let in here, these pills and these drugs, is killing. Walgreens don't need to be mailing no pills to a woman to get rid of a baby. Because them pills will be out on the internet and people taking pills. Now Walgreens don't need to be selling no pills over the internet. Now what's wrong now? Too much of pills is out here. With our little children, they dying. The kid, the gun, too many guns out here, and Congress will not organize and stop the killing. Say, baby, we got to get rid of these assault rifles. If Congress, if the Democrats and Republicans don't do it, the next election, the Democrats got to go and the Republicans got to go. We got to get somebody will say, ban these assault weapons. And these factories that are making these guns, they got to be sued. They got to be run out of the neighborhood because they're paying big money to keep this, to keep killing, paying. The blood is at the altar. Glory, hallelujah. The thrill is gone. So nothing's coming but the truth. We're talking about the truth tonight. What are we talking about?
This is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the Bible throughout the world. What's going on?
Lord, whatever you're doing,
praying for you,
in this season,
praying for you,
Wayne.
Please,
Johnny,
don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill.
Mm-hmm.
That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess. And set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place a rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through.
Yes, Lord.
Get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess.
Thank you.
He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotten living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes,
no. Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thanks,
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thanks,
but as we go on the day, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thanks.
You're there ain't got no job.
Thanks.
You're there where all kind of rotten living is going on, and you're accepting it. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator,
yes,
who made me.
Thank
you. I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody need to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Oh,
you've
yes.
been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor and look at, you know, way laid down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness and set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to reduce cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate,
yeah.
he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he holds his head up and said, look,
yeah.
I'm on my father's property.
Well,
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God, I may have spoke wrong. I may have talked wrong. May have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yeah.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people on God's contrary don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yeah.
Or have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
My
yes. like we, I have loved you. We done come short this morning. But I know you're able. And I believe that you will. See about us down here. We are strangers. A long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening.
Yes.
Oh God, have mercy this evening. Every soul, Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus,
yes.
somebody daughter's in on the comb. Somebody
son
is on the
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
Now Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land.
Yeah.
My water. In dry places.
Yeah.
I love to call you. Your name do something for me. Satisfy my soul.
Yeah.
Be thoroughly
yeah.
for now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield.
This is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the Bible throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about those of both of you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that. And I just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family problem, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate with tools. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. And I want to let you know, your business is about to flow. I'll tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, wherever I live, all is well. And I want to say it again, all is well for you, the new job, and the thing that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire or you're trying to get a new job or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say, your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful. In the trillion-dollar flow, you can be a part of the million-dollar club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, or payday, trillion-dollar flow, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back. Tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live screen. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things, losing planes. And we're talking about some of the storms, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, to listen to Bishop. Call somebody to Bishop. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, I speak. He give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having an irregular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eye. You're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach. Feel like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family where they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Saturday night. Sunday morning, come and be blessed from 11 to 12. God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And if
Now I'm knowing and it's showing.